There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're funny, scumbag. Get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown podcast thingy that goes from the 50 days out from Dragon Con and goes into 0 days of Dragon Con, where Dragon Con stuff is talked about probably about 40 times, not really 50. But anyway, I am John, and joining me as always is the lovely, the now sandy and probably tanned Lee.
Yes, I am a little sandy and I am a little tanned. And yep. those aren't euphemisms. Those are actual adjectives. I am on vacation, but hey, the power of Dragon Con in the 50 days goes on. So I am here on the phone, which is why I'm a little quieter than usual. Sorry guys. But if I tried to be louder, I'd just somehow blow out something somewhere, and that would just be bad. So, but yes, it's been awesome. I mean, it's really funny because we're now basically about 6 weeks out.
That's about right.
For the directors, we're finalizing what we can on our schedules, getting all the people we can get posted and guests and everything we can do. And it's just kind of hard to believe that it's this close, because it doesn't seem. It still seems like it's close, but it seems like it's farther away.
Yeah, there's 47 days as we record this until Dragon Con. Let's see. Yeah, the director's meeting was just, one of the director's meetings was today, along with the volunteers meeting after that. The Star Wars track actually live tweeted from there. Apparently, and maybe you know about this, Lee, there's going to be a food drive this year.
There is going to be a food drive. As you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit in our first one, and I think even mentioned it then, just kind of the overview of Dragon Con. Dragon Con has been doing charity work, as you guys know, raising money for years. Last year, X-Track, we just begged you for money and gave you stickers, and you helped us to the tune of almost $3,000. You've bought things in the silent auction and the art auction, and for the Stargate, they've had their own auction and doing a great job. Well, this year, and Stargate's had a great, great job. They've raised almost over $100,000 over, I think, the past 7 or 8 years that we've been doing the charities. The Stargate guests have been so very supportive, and the Stargate fans. So this year, Dragon Con has kind of taken our charity work step further, and one of the steps is that there have been opportunities for Dragon Con volunteers and Dragon Con attendees, you don't have to be a volunteer, to give back to our community. We did a cleanup day at one of the local parks. We've done the Lupus Walk. We actually had a group that walked in the Lupus Walk, and then we also had people giving out water at the Lupus Walk and helping out with some of the other volunteer activities. I actually worked there, my husband and I, and helped with the race, the walk registration, and giving out the T-shirts and stuff. And also, the big charity this year is the Atlanta Community Food Bank. It's a great charity, does an amazing amount of work. All of the food banks in Atlanta, this is the main donation center, and then these donations go out to other groups. And so they have a huge warehouse and do all this, and it's wonderful. Dragon Con got together and came in on a Sunday, and we helped sort and box a lot of goods for the community. And this year, as a way to continue to give on, not just are we going to give money, but they're asking for goods to give too. So they're going to have places all around the con where you can actually donate food goods. You can also donate kind of more, I don't want to call them personal items, but things like shampoos and soaps, and people love the diapers, folks. There are a lot of people that need diapers. So we're going to have that all around, and that's going to be our donation. So not only are we going to be giving money, but we also hope to be able to give goods, actually, to the Atlanta Community Food Bank, which will go out to over 30 organizations across Metro Atlanta. and help our community that are in need.
And if you don't know, there's actually a Publix not too far from the con center, if you will.
There is.
And, you know, so if you don't want to fly with your canned foods or whatever, Publix usually has a BOGO of certain things. I mean, one of the things I know that food banks always need they rarely get is peanut butter, because peanut butter is really versatile.
Yep.
Even though a lot more people have peanut allergies, but peanut butter is really good, because A, it keeps really well and it's a good source of protein and, whatnot. And if you didn't know that Publix was there, you probably knew, to Dragon Con. And, joining us tonight, a gentleman who has, had a newbie podcast for Dragon Con, went away for a year, and then now it's back again. Kevin, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent, folks. Thanks very much for having me back on.
Kevin.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, so your podcast, I noticed that it's back online again, and it's started back up again and it's directed at newbies. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, sure. We set up, I think it was back in 2011, I created a Facebook group on entitled Dragon Con Newbies for mm-hmm. a couple of friends I knew. I've been coming myself. This will be my 10th year. And I do many podcasts, much like you, John. And, mm-hmm. and a lot of my folks who listen would be coming and have questions. So I said, well, it's easier if I answer them all
at once,
in one place. So let's create a group and start from there. So that that group in 2011 with four or five people is now up to almost 900.
Oh, nice.
And it's turned into a great resource for folks who are new to the convention. We make it very newbie friendly. Any question related to con, we try to keep things very much on point and on target. We've got lots of great experienced folks and new folks in there, some track directors, some folks from the con offices, and lots of folks whose job there is simply to help out folks with questions.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask link is. It's
facebook.com/groups/ Dragon Con Newbies.
Oh, okay. Dragon Con Newbies. Sweet.
And even I'm sorry, Lee, go ahead.
No, keep going. Yeah, I was going to say, it's great. I mean, you know, it's kind of difficult for some of us who have gone for years to think of newbies, because it's like, but every year I always ask, you know, who's a virgin to Dragon Con? And so many hands raise every year in some of the big rooms. And they're just like, yay, this is our first time. It's been great. I've always wanted to come and I couldn't come, or I finally convinced myself that I could come, or whatever. And so people love coming, and we love having the new people. And we especially love it when the new people bring extra friends too, because that continues to expand and grow us and shares the joy of Dragon Con even more.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us who've been going for years kind of, sometimes it's easy to lose sight of just how overwhelming it can be that first time, especially now with the volume of things and such. So we try to give everybody an easy resource. And since not everybody's on Facebook either, I set up a website at dragonconnewbies.org that just has a lot of good resources to start with, including the 50 Days podcasts and some other resources. Yeah, things to, you know, folks get acclimated. And, you know, we did a couple of events. Some track directors who were nice enough to give a little space to just kind of like have a little orientation. So I approached the convention last fall and asked if they were interested in maybe doing something on a larger scale. So it was great that a lot of the folks in the offices and Rachel got back to me and said, yeah, let's do something. So the convention is working with us this year to actually give us some time on the schedule to do a walking tour and a meet and greet for newbies and an orientation panel. So we're going to be expanding some things.
Sweet. And I understand that. I understand that that even Zan, who we'll be interviewing a little bit later, will be on the next podcast, is one of your volunteers there too, correct?
Yeah, Zan's one of the folks, along with many others in the group, who help out offering answers and so forth. I have a couple of folks, some that you folks will certainly know by name, Kim McEbony, Empress, mm-hmm. that's been on your podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Sue Kissenweather, Michael Faulkner, those folks have been really instrumental in helping me manage some of the things in the group. And Zan's an active member. And that's the great thing. And both of you know it, most of you listening now, it's the community. I mean, I'm not just one guy answering questions. I don't know everything about con. Nobody does. But we've got a great community that when someone asks a question, there's usually someone experienced who can offer some thoughts. So we figured, why not start to do some events? And it's been great to have the con be willing to work with us to set those up. So it's exciting. We're looking forward to it this year.
And so,
well, I think one of the other things too, as you said, is we can't all know all the answers. And that is the one great thing about DragonCon is we are pretty good at the networking and getting, you know, I don't know this, but let's find some, I know somebody will. And that's been always a great help. And I think that's a wonderful thing to do and kind of give back to everybody on that. So yay, way to go.
And so yeah. Out of the group grew the podcast?
Yeah, I did the, called it Debriefing DragonCon.
Mm-hmm.
As a podcast just by myself a couple of years ago, as you mentioned, to offer some tips that came out of discussions in the, you know, in that newbie group. And, you know, it kind of went on hiatus last year, but we brought it back this summer. Cause again, I can't do everything, but it's great folks like, Sue and Kim and Michael stepping up to co-host it. So we're kind of, you know, fans helping fans ideas, offering some tips and things that are often asked just to put them in audio form so folks can listen to it as a podcast too.
Yeah, right. You're on like a ton of podcasts already, so adding one more to your list is
just one insane. More. Yes, yeah. It's a lot of fun. But again, it's the community aspect that we wanted to make sure to try to get as much info out there ahead of time, because as you know, the more they know ahead of time coming in, the better your con experience is.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So speaking of con experiences, how was your con last year? What were you up to?
Oh, I'm one of those crazy folks who loves to volunteer. I usually end up on 10 or 12 discussion panels, fan panels. And I also co-host the sci-fi drive-in theater heckle along that we do every year now. So I always have a great con.
What is it? What'd you guys heckle last year?
Last year we did Super Shark.
Super Shark. And,
okay, y'all need to stop. Those are beautiful movies. Those are beautiful, beautiful movies.
Yes.
Can y'all just leave my poor little shark friends alone? They're beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's been great. We've been doing it the last 3 or 4 years, and every year the con has to put us in a bigger room. It gets more popular. We have so much fun doing those. This year we're going to be doing Mega Piranha with Tiffany.
The one with Tiffany. Is it the Mega Piranha with Tiffany and – no, that was actually Super Gator or something that had Tiffany and what's her name? The
Debbie
other
Gibson.
One, the blonde.
That was Mega Python versus Gatoroid. We did that 2 years ago.
That was awesome. You guys need to stop making fun of my favorite movies. Really?
No, it's
awesome.
Out of love. It's out of love. One of my podcasts is this B-movie podcast because I love these things, and it's great to just get together and have fun. We all have – you know, it's a wide open age-wise. We keep it fairly family-friendly, so it's nice to see parents and kids there. We do it fairly early on Friday evening, so it's nothing really, really late. So it just turns into a fun get-together.
Very cool.
So since you mentioned the one of your other podcasts, give us a list of all the podcasts that you're currently on or you're involved with.
Well, the primary one where folks can find almost all my stuff, except for the DragonCon things, I do keep those in their own world, is at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com, mm-hmm. where we cover genre TV shows and B-movies. We have Game of Thrones podcasts. We have Lost Girl podcasts. We do all kinds of stuff from there.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. There's a whole ton of them that I see you on all the time. So what are you looking forward to this year? Are there any guests that pop out to you right now that you want to see, or any events that you're aware of besides obviously the drive-in movie theater? Any other events that you're looking forward to?
Well, for me, being a huge Lost Girl fan, I'm very excited. There's several Lost Girl cast members, including the lovely Ksenia Solo, who plays Kenzie, and I'm very much looking forward to getting a chance to see her and the other cast members and hang out at a couple of Lost Girl events that Carol Malcolm's doing over in the DragonCon Urban Fantasy track. Those are certainly some things on my radar, but as always, there's many things since I love to, you know, meet new folks and get involved in many different things.
Nice.
So
what last year for you, or what actually, what for any Dragon Con, is your most memorable experience, maybe last year and then any other, Dragon Con experience? What happened to you?
Well, if you said from a fan point of view, the thing that I got the biggest kick out of probably over the last several years was an opportunity back in, 2008, 2009, I got an opportunity to sit on a panel with Felicia Day.
Covering
Dollhouse. She was just so sweet, and we had such a great discussion with the fans too. So that was a lot of fun to interact with her and be on there talking about that. Certainly, I know last year very much for me, kind of very much in line with what we're talking about today, was the fact I did a newbies orientation panel. First thing on Friday morning, Kelly Harkins in the American Sci-Fi and Fantasy Media Track had some spare room space, so she allowed me to use it to do a newbie event, kind of get folks oriented a bit. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, it was pretty exciting to walk down to that room that was scheduled for 10 a.m. I got down there around 9:30, and we already had a line going down the hall.
Oh, nice.
And ended up with standing room only crowd. So there were a lot of folks just hungry to learn about the con. And it's corny as it sounds, it is just great to be able to give them some info. We had other people with myself there to offer some advice and tips, knowing that hopefully we help them get the most out of their con. It's just corny, but I love doing it.
What do you think is the most common question that people ask coming into con for the first time?
The general question you seem to hear is, okay, what are the can't miss events?
It's always impossible.
Well, how many hours do you have? You know, that's maybe the hardest thing to teach them is you don't realize how many hundreds of cool events there are, and you can't go to them all. You actually probably can't stay up 24 hours a day for four straight days. Anyway, you're going to have to pace yourself a bit to get the most out of the convention, because either that or by Sunday, we'll be able to easily pick out the newbies, because you'll be the zombies walking into the wall.
what do you give as a what would be your top three tips for any newbie coming into Dragon Con?
Oh, well, again, number one is going to be pace yourself. Mm-hmm. Again, whether you're 21 or 51, you'll know what that is in terms of the amount of sleep you can get away with, but also realize you do have to break for food and the 6-2-1, the 3-2-1 rules as far as eating and hygiene. Also, realize that it is a very welcoming community. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Too many people just appear lost or don't know what they're doing and going to get run over in a hallway by standing there in the middle. Don't hesitate to turn to someone and ask. You know, yes, we're in a large city and it's 50,000 plus people, so you do need to use common sense, but it is a very welcoming community. Don't hesitate to ask. We're very much of our own created geek family here, so mm-hmm. be willing to open up a bit. You'll find out you can learn a lot more and make a lot of what, for me, turn out to be lifelong friends.
Yeah, it's interesting because this is a truly fan-run convention. There's only a handful of people that actually get paid for Dragon Con, and we're making the things happen. I mean, just like you said, you've got your the newbie stuff that's been taken off and the walking tours and whatnot, and that's all that. No organizer said do that. It was a fan that said, okay, let's put it together and we'll do it. And yeah, that's how this seems to work.
It is. If you're interested in something, you can help to make it happen. That's the thing too. At the con, you talk about those tips, is that you very much get to program your own con. If you mm-hmm. want to sit back and only go to celebrity panels or only mm-hmm. go to fan panels or only go to parties or mix and match, you know, that's the great thing. There's so much to choose from. Everybody's con is going to be a little different, and you get to program your own con. So don't hesitate to pick the things you like. Mm-hmm. And don't, you know, maybe you want to go with your friends and just tag along. That's great. If you want to sit down and be like some folks and print off the schedule and color code what you want to do, that's awesome too. feel free to go with what works for you. This isn't like some other convention where there's only one or two things to pick from. So everybody's in the same place. You got 40 tracks or so. You're going to be all going in different directions. Don't hesitate to be like a kid on Christmas morning.
It's funny because, you know, even with the new app, I still have a couple of my friends that have to have the program guide and have to do the highlighting. They don't trust the app.
Yeah, for years that was always my time spent on the flight. I'm up in the Boston area, from Boston down to Atlanta, was the color coding of the printed schedule. So yeah. It's a bit of a ritual. I mean, it's not quite as critical for me now, since I get involved in so many events, a lot of my schedule is kind of already figured out, but it still brings back a lot of fun memories of the excitement of when the pocket guide as a PDF goes up on the website and everybody goes scurrying to download it.
Well, it's always so funny too, because it's a little different, but everybody does it. And my husband and son still do it, and they actually do it. Not only do they get the PDF, but then they'll basically have the PDF on the tablet. Mm-hmm. And then on the phone, they'll have the Dragon Con app, so that they, for some unknown reason, they're like looking at them and going, what do we want to do here? And then they're starting to put them on their app so that they can, you know, they can put like, oh, well, here are my three ideas on the app that I'm putting down for, you know, what I want to go to. And I'll decide that morning which one I'm going to go. And I'm like, seriously, and that's how they do it. They actually just sit there and like for a couple of hours when it comes out, and that's what they do. And they're just like, so where are you? And I'm like, I'm working. Yeah. But my, actually my son now works, so he does it scheduling around it when he's working as well. So yeah, it's kind of funny because I'm always like, oh my God, they do it. And people still do it. They love printing them out. I see people who still have their sheet, even though they have maybe the app, on their phone or their tablet or whatever, they're still printing out those pages and carrying them around. They love them. There's something about paper. We still like the paper.
Oh, it is. It's a bit of the challenge too. It's like a quest. You know, I've got all these different colors and the different plans. And then sometimes, often by Sunday afternoon, it comes down to, okay, what's the shortest walk I can make to get to something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to go to something, but I don't want to. Yeah. What's in this hotel? What's here?
Yeah, it depends. So that's like we say, you just be flexible, because that really is oftentimes the number one thing a lot of people, whether experienced or not, which is great. The folks who have been in the group for a couple of years now who were newbies when we first started the group are the ones offering some advice now. And a lot of times it is, yeah, that first year I hit a lot of people say, you know, be flexible. Don't assume you're going to do everything that's on your schedule. And I thought, I'm going to get to everything I want to go to. And
I'm going to get to everything. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, no, you know, you learn that sometimes you just go with the flow, or you follow a friend, or you just see something interesting and you decide to go in that direction. It's very dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Actually, let me ask you this question. What do you, if you had to get from the Hilton over to the Sheraton, which way would you, actually, Hilton's the one that's right next to it, isn't it?
Yes.
The Hilton Sheraton's easy. Yeah,
I meant the Hyatt. Sorry. If you had to go from the Hyatt to the Sheraton, which way would you go?
Well, it's funny. We had this discussion. It came up in the group a couple of weeks ago, and this came down to, well, we have to ask follow-up questions. Is it Saturday, which
yes.
is the busiest day?
Yes,
is it
is.
Is it the height of the day when the sun is out?
Ooh,
and is there, you know, a really big panel going on there? That, I mean, the idea is you can, it, as much as many of us don't like to do it, you can go out to the outdoors part of things.
What is that thing?
You can see the day ball. Okay to see the day ball. Okay. It will not kill. None of us are vampires. It will not kill you.
That's right. I mean, I love the habit trails and I love to stay indoors. And like many of us, I'm not in the best shape of my life. But, you know, if you do take that shortcut outdoors and you don't mind maybe, you know, perspiring a little, I might go outdoors. Otherwise, you know, just realize it might take you a little longer to move your way from the Hyatt through the Marriott to the Hilton and then head outdoors over to the Sheraton.
Well, and it's so funny, too, because you say that, like, so if I had to go from the Hyatt to the Sheraton and I did not have a whole lot of time, I would go down that hill. I got no problem going down the hill
from
the Hyatt.
It's the other way.
Downhill on that one. Right. If you go the other way, it's uphill, and I will do anything possible not to have to walk up that hill. I can figure out a way to get from point A to point B without having to walk up that damn hill, because that hill is, it's a hike. It is a hike, and it's, you know, it's going to be our 80% lovely Atlantic humidity. It's going to be humid. So you're like, I can't do that one. I will just be a sweaty, sticky mess if I try to go up that hill. But going down that hill, we can talk about going down that hill all the time.
Exactly. That's by one of our most popular items. You mentioned a little earlier, John, is the walking tour.
Right.
Which is probably, again, as Lee is wonderful and has done for many years, reminding us everything is tentative, but the idea is we'll likely do that Thursday afternoon around 5 p.m. where we'll, once things get officially set up, we'll likely start at the Westin. Kim McEbony does a great job with that. We're going to get some helpers along. And if you're one of the experienced folks that might want to help, by all means, get in touch with us. But we'll break into smaller groups and we'll literally walk the five hotels to give folks an idea where things are. And on Thursday, there aren't as many people there. It's a better way to get your handle a little bit on bearings, which hotels, which direction. And so once everything kind of starts to hit on Friday, you've got an idea where you're going. So that's one of our most popular events and kind of gets things kicked off.
Yeah, I've been going, I don't even know when I started going during. Now I keep thinking that I should go back and look at this, but I still get lost. I still don't know where, like I just said, you know, I was going from the Hilton to,
Hyatt. It's hysterical, folks. It's hysterical.
I can't find Lee's room for the life of me. It's the same place every year.
No.
Well, it's kind
of. You can find it, but it takes him a little bit of time. And then all of a sudden, sometimes he'll walk in and he'll go, oh, wait, I was trying to go somewhere else. It's like, well, you're here now, man. I don't know where you're trying to go.
Yeah. I mean, in my case, when I started to really volunteer quite a bit to speak on different panels and different track rooms, I kind of had to figure out where everything was, because when you've only got that 30 minutes between and you're someone who's supposed to be at the front of the room, you can't dilly-dally or walk in late. So that kind of at one point became a lot more important to me to really figure out my bearings on how to get to things.
Well, I think it's also very I do think, though, the great thing is that the one thing I would actually say do print out in case you do – you are a little spatially challenged – do print out the maps. They'll either be in the PDF or, I think you can even get them from the DragonCon, website. Do print those out. Those can help you, a great deal because, you know, and a lot of times people ask me something. They're like, do you know where gaming is? And I'm like, I know it's at the Hyatt or the Hilton. And, something with an H and I, I don't know. So those actually really help you. And a lot of times, especially with DragonCon, it'll start saying what's in what space. So you can kind of look at that. But yeah, John does kind of wander in a big circle. And then will go, John, you're supposed to be here. And then he goes, oh, okay.
Wandering is fun. I mean, I love to wander.
You can occasionally find really great things when you wander because you get lost. And we had somebody who 1 year came into my track room because they're like, I was trying to go, and I'm like, well, that's actually one floor up and all the way across the Marriott. They were actually trying, I think, to go to a young adult lit or something. So it's like, you're in the right hotel, so don't be upset, but you got to be, like, over a little bit more. And they were like, you know what, what are you talking about? And we were actually talking about Warehouse 13. And they were like, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to sit. And I'm like, sure. And actually, this person now every year comes back and goes, because of listening to you guys, I watch the show. And they love it. So it's kind of funny because that sometimes you can find the most interesting things just wandering. You never know.
Yeah.
Not all who wander are lost.
And it's going back to the walking tour too. Do you guys get to go into the dealer's room or no? Or is that's probably still off limits at that point?
Yeah. This year I suspect we're going to start in the Westin, and that way we can show folks where the America's Mart is as we work our way to the Hyatt and then through the other hotels. Okay. I mean, that's
the
plan.
I was watching Star Wars at Dragon Con's Twitter feed, and they pointed out that they're from the director's meeting today. They pointed out that there will be improved signage, maps, color coded zones, renumbering, and additional information booths posted at the dealer's mart. Or at the dealer's room at America's Mart. Because the one thing I think the biggest complaint that came out of last year was that I think everyone liked the fact that it was the dealer's rooms were so much more massive and that they were kind of away from the fan rooms, if you will. They were just away from the con in general. But of course, the biggest complaint there was, though, it was hard to find anything there. I mean, you could wander. Uh-huh. That would be a place where you would wander for a long time, because it. Like I said a couple times, I employed my D&D strategy, which is, you know, grab one wall and just follow it around,
and stick to it.
Yeah, and then once you get to the end of it, then you should be able to get to the next wall and go around it.
Should be a door eventually. Yes,
there's either a door or the end of the wall.
At some point you'll find something you want to spend money on too.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, you don't have to.
Unfortunately, a lot. Yeah, that's always a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the other thing
Go ahead, Kevin.
Keep going. No, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say the other thing that we're planning again for Friday, subject to change, tentative, it would be that shortly after that walking tour, which probably will take about an hour, we'll probably set up and do a meet and greet. Newbies meet and greet to give folks a chance to spend a couple of minutes for a couple hours and maybe meet a fellow newbie or get some questions one-on-one with someone who's been to the con. Again, the idea of doing it before con actually starts might help you out. It's been great to see that this year there's actually becoming a lot more Thursday activities than we ever used to have in years past. So this is good. I think it gives folks a better chance to kind of get acclimated before the starting gun goes off, as they say.
Yeah, con does not start on Thursday, people. Love seeing friends, but con does not start on Thursday.
Not officially. No.
Not officially. Stop that. Don't.
That's what I was going to ask you, Kevin. What time? When do you get in to Atlanta?
I now plan every year to come in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I need Thursday to just, and because I get so involved, I want to go around and see some of the track directors and some other folks too before things really hit. So yeah, coming in Wednesday makes things a lot more laid back for me.
Now, if I had asked you that question 5 years ago, what would your answer be?
Oh, it would have come in on Thursday night or something like that at the time.
Yeah.
Wednesday is a new Thursday.
And before registration, registration went as fast as it did, a lot of people were like, oh, I was there Thursday, mostly just so I could get my badge and start meeting people in line. That was, be telling my friend where I was, and then they'd come and talk to me in line. You know, that was, yeah.
That was the first couple of years that I went to the Wednesday arrival, was to just leave enough time on Thursday for that long registration line. And with the new computerized system, poof, it's gone. So now I got to figure out other things to do on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people said, too, that was how they met people and would, like, figure out, we're going to meet up at this panel or at this talk, because they made friends that way. And now, as much as we love that registration, that kind of meet and greet kind of way is out. So, yay, good that you're doing one, and especially just, targeting the newbies. But, yeah, I think that's wonderful.
So, Kevin, let me ask you our infamous last question. This time, I'm going to put you in the seat of go all the way back to your first, well, even con experience.
Okay.
What was it that you did absolutely wrong that you would, if you could go back in time? I mean, I'm going to take away one of your obvious answer, which is to pace yourself. But if you could reset, it could be the first Dragon Con or it could be the first con you ever went to. If you could go back in time, what would you have changed?
Well, I do recall, again, that first year I was that zombie walking into the walls by Sunday because I thought I could do everything exactly as it was printed on the schedule and barely needed any sleep. So I totally did that. That was me. That was firsthand experience. I also didn't grasp that with 50,000 people, you can't show up to, like, let's say a Firefly cast panel. Ooh, let's say 5 minutes before it starts.
Yeah.
And expect to be in the front couple of rows. Now, Dragon Con does an awesome job with all of the big video boards and the sound system, so you don't have to be in the first couple of rows. But when you're new, you sometimes get that feeling like I have to be in the first couple of rows to experience something. And I remember that first year going down with a couple people that I'd met. I knew barely anyone the first year I came. And I was just in awe at the length of the line to go to a cast panel. But I also was in awe of the fact that even though I was down the hallway, out the door, around the building, I still got into the room. Certainly made, okay, Kev, you probably need to prepare a little bit for any of those big cast panels, figuring out when they are and deciding when you're going to do them. It's wonderful. Con does multiple guest panels for most of the guests, so you don't have to have just that one day. You can maybe pick the one that fits in your schedule. But again, it was that whole planning thing. I had no idea. I didn't do any planning. I came in figuring it'll take me a couple of minutes to look at the map and pick a couple of the things I wanted to go see, because I had been to maybe a smaller convention locally. So I was a little awestruck at the awesomeness, the coolness of it, and ended up being a little bit of a deer in the headlights.
And so what was your first year? What year?
2005.
2000. Oh,
okay. You're almost to your 10-year anniversary.
Starting to get expand. We were already over the one hotel. We were already getting big. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yep.
Yes, I was great. I was still, those first couple of years doing the stairs of death out back at the Hyatt until they put in the Habit Trail.
Oh man, those stairs! I swear. I think we've been very lucky in the fact that it hasn't, that either it's poured raining, it's either poured, or it's not rained at all. Because if those things get just a little slip, little bit of water on it, not a whole lot, but a little bit of water on it, those things become treacherous. It's
downright scary. I've been amazed again at some of the great costumes, certainly some of the female cosplayers in the very high heels trying to do those stairs when they're wet. And I was just amazed people didn't kill themselves. So right. Bravo.
So, Kevin, let's run back through where everyone can find you and the newbie stuff. You and the newbie stuff.
Well, the best place, again, I would recommend, because anyone can get to it, whether you love or hate Facebook, is DragonConNewbies.org. We'll list a lot of the great resources if you're brand new and some contact info for us. Links to our Facebook group, Twitter, email. If you just need us to point you in a direction, we're glad to do it. So definitely go there. If you are on Facebook, the direct link to the group, which is the best resource because you've got, like I said, 800-900 people to help you out, is at facebook.com/groups/DragonConNewbies. All is one word, no asterisk in there.
No asterisk.
No more asterisks.
All done.
Those are the best spots. And really, it's the biggest thing to impart, especially for those of you who are new. And you hear John, Lee are both doing it. But it is true, folks. It's a very welcoming community. Be polite to your fellow congoers and ask questions. You'll be amazed how much fun you can have.
Mm-hmm. And where can they find...
You will.
Where can they find your personal stuff again?
Again, my personal podcast, if you're a fan of genre TV and movies, you can find me over at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Sweet. All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. As always, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to hopefully seeing you this year out there. I think we run into each other a couple times.
Yeah, we did last year some point. And true, I just want to take a quick moment and really just say a big thank you to both of you for all your hard work. These podcasts are immensely helpful for newbies and experienced folks, and it is a lot of time from both of you, and we really appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
People listen to this. It's not just John and I snarking to each other.
How excited the newbies were when I posted your first show of the year, because we've been talking about it leading up to Con going. Just wait till John and Lee get on this.
The countdown starts.
Oh, God.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate all you guys, and I appreciate the volunteers. I appreciate that you are doing, again, this, as you pointed out a couple times, it's a community. It's all of us fans getting together, and even the folks that run it are just fans, and they just want to have a good show and just everyone have a good time and do what you want to do, really. I mean, it comes down to that. As long as you aren't being a jerk, everything
will
be cool.
That guy or that girl.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
So, Kevin, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Lee, continue working on that tan there. And until next time, this is John for Lee and Kevin saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at TheGeeks@TheUniqueGeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.TheUniqueGeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.